Riley.
Yeah.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon? What else?
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavors. Zest and sparkle, million flavors. Take that smoother, smoother flavors.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. Internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon, finest beer served anywhere, presents The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. Tonight, the Chester A. Rileys take a little time out from the cares of this busy world to relax with their next-door neighbors, the Jim Gillises, who are expected to drop by any minute. Host Riley has just finished setting up the bridge table in the living room.
Now, look out for those legs. One of them's flopping.
Yeah, okay, Dumplin.
Oh, we ought to get a new card table. Those legs look awful. All bent.
Ooh, honey, if your legs were as old as these, they'd be bent, too. That's it. It's all set now.
Well, here's the cards, dear.
Four decks. Is that how you play Canasta?
Canasta. And the Gillises are very good at it, too.
Oh, yeah. Okay, okay, Gillis. Stop running up my electric bill, will you?
Greetings, Riley. Okay, go ahead and deal.
Well, come in the house before we start playing, eh?
Hello, Mrs. Riley. Where's the score pack?
Oh, I'll get one. Where's Honeybee?
Oh, the little woman will be right over. She's giving our boy Egbert a bet.
But Egbert's 14. He's a big boy.
Yeah, you should see the way he fights back. Now, Riley, the first thing about playing this here sport of canasta is...
Well, relax, Gillis. We can't start yet. I'm expecting Hal Slovin here any minute.
Slovin? The kid from where we work?
Yes, Riley phoned him to come over.
Yeah, today I happen to hear the foreman's going to fire him if he don't wake up on the job. You know, I think he's gotten into some kind of trouble.
Oh, I wonder what I...
Oh, that's him. Now, look, let me do the talking. Huh? Let him in, Peg.
Oh, hello, Honeybee.
Oh, just fine. Never better. James Gillis. You've just got to do something about that son of yours. He's getting very ugly.
You don't favor me none.
Riley. Now, Riley, and you too, Peggy, to play this here canasta. Now, what?
Oh, that's Hal.
Who?
Some kid from the plant.
Well, hiya, Hal, old pal.
Hello, Mr. Riley. Good evening, folks.
Oh, hi,
hello,
kid.
Hello,
hope I'm not breaking up your evening, Mr. Riley. You've got company.
Oh, the Gillises ain't company. They're always here. They like free food.
Woo-hoo, it's the extreme.
Yeah, Riley's always kidding. I am a little hungry, Peg.
Well, we'll have cake after the game.
Well, Hal, come on, out with it. What's been eating at you lately?
Well, I...
Honeybee and I'll go inside so you men can talk.
Yeah. Oh, no, don't. Maybe you could advise me, Mrs. Riley.
Well, I'd be glad to if I can.
Yeah, well, what's this about your wife ain't feeling good, Hal?
Now, that could make any young man nervous. Is it serious?
Well, yes, ma'am, it's very serious. There's going to be a what they call an addition to the family.
Oh, a baby. Oh, isn't that nice?
Oh, a baby. Well, congratulations. That's great, Hal.
Oh, a baby? Why, there's nothing to that. You know, I had my Egbert on a Tuesday, and Thursday I was scrubbing floors.
Now she's scrubbing Egbert. Play canasta.
You had me worried there, Hal. It's great to be a father. Believe me, I know. I'm speaking as a two-time winner. Here's a picture of our kids.
Oh, you've got a fine family.
Yeah, Babs and Junior are great. It's a joy to have offspring like them spring off of you.
This is your first, isn't it, Harold?
Yes, ma'am. It's all new to me.
Well, think of the baby. It's all new to him, too.
Him? Well, what makes you think it'll be a boy?
Harold's first son has got to be a boy.
Our first son was a boy.
Oh, Jimsy, come here. I'll play you a game while they're gabbing.
Okay, deal. And no cheating now.
Oh, I wish I could do more for Alice. She ought to have the best of everything, but I don't know.
Oh, I'm sure it'll work out. It did for us.
Well, I mean, where'll we get a house with another room? How'll we get by on my salary?
Oh, you talk like nobody never had a baby in their family before. But it's been going on for years, and it always will. People stopped having babies, and 100 years there'd be no people in the world. There was no people left in the world. What's the use of going on living?
just can't help worrying over Alice. That's why it's hard to keep my mind on my job.
Now, at a time like this, your wife needs you to be cheerful around.
Yeah, you got to kid around, act happy, not worry her, see? You got to be what they call a pillow of strength, right, Peg? Hmm?
You mean like you were, Riley, when our first one was born?
Yeah, like he was.
Well, never mind the sarcasm, Gillis. If Hal's like me, he'll be okay.
Thirsty. We had herring for supper. Oh, Riley, will you go out and get some drinks?
Oh, yeah, I'll get down to the corner. What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, what else?
Okay, I'll be right back pronto. Don't go away.
Gee, I wish I looked at things like Mr. Riley.
You want to be like Riley? Hit yourself on the head with a hammer, but hard.
Jim Gillis. But actually, Harold, it might cheer you up to hear about how Riley acted when we were expecting our first baby.
Yeah, we was all back in Brooklyn. Oh, them was the hungry days.
Oh, I'll never forget the night I broke the news to Riley. You see, our doctor was dear old Dr. Beamish. My, he was such a sweet man. I remember one day...
Well, Mrs. Riley, everything's going very well. In my opinion, you might have a bassinet ready for a little visitor about mid-June.
Oh, my. I wish we could afford a lovely nursery and a real bassinet and everything.
Now, my dear. I don't think your baby will do much worrying about the cost of its crib. One of the happiest babies I've ever seen lived in a well-lined laundry basket. How's your husband feel about the baby? Excited, I'll bet, huh?
Well, I haven't told him yet.
What? Well, you've known it for quite a while.
Yes, but I've been wondering just how to break it to him.
Oh, I see. Well, you know, I went to a movie the other night. In this story, the wife just showed her husband a pair of little booties. At once, he took her into his arms. Ah, it was a beautiful moment.
Oh, that's a nice idea. Well, I'll try that.
Yeah, fine. And don't you worry about your appetite, Mrs. Riley. Natural, entirely natural.
Hello, Dublin, I'm home. Are you home?
Oh, dear. I better hide these booties. How are you, Chester, darling?
Oh, gee. You're beautiful.
Chester, what's all these bundles?
Well, I got everything for you, Dumplin.
Everything?
Yeah, I got the pickles, I got the lemon lifesavers, and the licorice whip. And the whipped cream you like on top of the rye crisp. I couldn't get strawberries, though. I could have, but they were $2 a box.
Oh, thanks, dear. But, you know, right now, I'd rather have some pistachio ice cream and bologna.
Pistachio bologna? What's the matter with your appetite lately, Peg? You've been asking for the craziest things.
Well, Chester, I... Yes? I have something to tell you. Now, sit down and listen.
Well, I can take it standing up. It's the gas bill we owe, they can wait till next time. Like they did last time.
No. It's not that. It's something very nice.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, go ahead. Tell me fast and let's eat. I'm hungry.
Well, Chester... Hmm? What does every married couple want most?
More happiness, more money, and less relatives.
No. Now, listen. Even if a couple has everything else in the world, what's the one thing that holds them together in later life?
The law.
Subtle with you. Look, yeah. Here's something I've been knitting.
Oh, mittens. Well, thanks. I need a pair.
They're booties.
Yeah, they are very pretty, yeah.
Not beauties, booties.
Huh?
Oh, dear. I may as well tell you. We're going to have a little addition to our house.
Well, now, don't be silly, Peg. You can't even pay the rent for this joint. Why should that landlord build us a dining room?
There's a little stranger you're coming to our house.
Oh, so that's what you've been trying to tell me. Well, I won't stand for it. That sawed-off runt of an uncle of yours ain't moving in on us. No.
This isn't an uncle. It's a little...
Peggy. Peggy. You don't mean it's going to be our own little stranger?
Yes, Chester. Oh, how clever of you to guess it.
A baby. A little baby. Well, darling, why are you standing there gabbing? You should have told me. Get your hat, get your coat. Let's get to the hospital. I'll call an ambulance.
Oh, Chester. It's not till June.
Huh? Oh, June. Oh, well, then we'll have time to go by streetcar. Peg, darling, kiss Papa. I'm going to be a father. And that kid's going to have the best that money can buy.
Oh, what money, dear? You can't afford much on $16 a week.
Oh, yeah, well, you're forgetting the raise I'm getting.
Chester, Mr. Grimes gave you a raise? Yeah. When?
Well, I'm asking him tomorrow.
Well, who is it? Who is it?
Mr. Grimes, could I please speak to you a minute, Mr. Grimes, sir, please?
What's the matter, Riley? Shipping room shut down?
Well, no, I'll hurry right back as soon as I can.
Oh, don't hurry on my time, Riley. Save your strength for running home at night.
Well, speaking of home, that's kind of what I sort of wanted to say.
Asks for a minute and takes the afternoon off. Is this a social call, Riley, or is it important?
Well, it's important, all
right. Another thing, Riley. Yesterday, when you opened the packing case, you threw away two of the nails you pulled out. Waste.
I know, well, they was bent.
Pull them out more carefully in the future. That's all right.
No, wait, Mr. Grimes. Well, the fact is, my wages, you know, I'm getting 16 a week. And
hurts your conscience, eh? You know you don't deserve it.
Well, no, sir, could you let me have it raised, sir, Mr. Grimes?
A raise?
Well, I got to have at least a dollar more a week.
A dollar more? Are you living a double life?
No, sir, we're having a new baby at our house.
A baby? Riley, what kind of a low trick is that to pull on me?
I'm sorry, I forgot to ask your permission. I swear it won't happen again, Mr. Grant. But...
Having a baby just to work on my sympathy. Oh, well, I guess I'll have to do something for you.
Oh, thanks. Gosh, thanks, Mr. Grant.
Yes. I was going to fire you.
Fire me?
But I'm a soft-hearted old fool. So, I'll take you back, Riley.
Well, oh, thanks, Mr.
Naturally, I expect you to recognize my generosity.
Oh, sure, certainly, Mr. Grimes. You've got a heart of gold.
Yes, I have. So I tell you what we'll do.
Yeah. Hello, Peggy.
Oh, hello, dear. Did you get the raise?
Well, I... Yeah, sure.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. You must have really talked up to that old skinflint. How much did you make him give you?
$10.
$10?
Yeah.
Well, that makes 26 a week. Oh, we're rich.
Well, it's not exactly 26.
Well, yes, it is. You were getting 16.
Yeah, well, that was before I got fired.
Fired?
Yeah. Oh, I forced him to take me back. Don't worry. Only, naturally, on account of taking me back, I got to cooperate, so... So the 10 a week he pays me now is a kind of a raise, you might say, from the nothing I was getting when I got fired.
10 a week? Oh, Chester.
I guess I'm a failure as a father.
Oh, you're nothing of the sort. Now, don't you worry, Chester. We'll make out somehow.
Yeah, I'll have to get some extra work at night.
But when would you sleep?
Well, when a man's got to figure out how to feed three people and send his son to college... On $10 a week, who can sleep?
You have just heard the first act of The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. But here's a question you hear everywhere these Christmas shopping days.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
If you're still in a Christmas shopping fix, remember that handsome, handy six, for there's nothing smarter you can give him than a handy six carton of Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Cooler, cooler, cooler flavors. Zest and sparkle, million favors. Taste that cooler, cooler flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yes, and the finest gift you can give the real beer drinker is a couple of those special Christmas-wrapped handy six cartons of his favorite beer, the beer with the flavor the whole world knows. So don't worry about the hard-to-please gentleman on your shopping list. Just give the gift that's always in good taste, the finest beer served anywhere.
Finest beer served anywhere, Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have? Pabst Blue Ribbon. And now back to The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley with Paula Winslow and John Brown. In the living room of the Riley's California bungalow, Mrs. Riley is still telling their young family friend the story of what the Rileys went through when they were expecting their own first baby some years back.
So there we were, Harold. Riley was only making $10 a week, and the baby coming in June.
Well, I make more than that, but I guess the money went further in those days. Did Mr. Riley earn some extra money like he said he would?
Oh, yes. He worked every spare minute trying to...
Well, here you are, Dumplin. $2 more. I sold 40 apples today.
Oh, you poor thing having to stand on the street on your Sunday off.
So what? We ain't doing so bad, are we, darling? It's cozy in this basement, ain't it? At least we were warm last winter.
And we didn't have to yell at the janitor for heat.
No, no trouble with the janitor. Seeing as I'm the janitor.
Of course, it's a little dark in this basement.
Well, only in the daytime. At night, the headlights from the automobiles shine right in.
Chester, yeah. I've been thinking, why don't you go out with your friends? There's no need for you to be cooped up.
Oh, I like being cooped up. As long as you're the chicken in the coop. But I'll look out the window for a change. Hey, this is a nice front window we got. Oh, air.
Why, you can't see a thing from that window. It's lower than the street. And all those bars.
Well, I can see plenty. I can see all the feet going by up there. And I'm getting so as I can tell who's passing by watching their shoes.
Oh, you can't.
Sure I can. And there goes that poor henpecked Charlie Hogan. He got his pay envelope tonight.
How can you tell?
By the bulge in his shoe. But he can't fool Mrs. Hogan. That's her running after him. Listen, Dublin. I bet you don't know who that is.
No, who is it?
Oh, that's my pal, Digger Odell, the undertaker. You see the grass on his shoes? I guess he's been out playing golf. Hey, Digger.
Who calls from down below?
Bruce. It's me, Riley, Digger. Look. Look, I'm down here. Bend down to the grating.
I see you now. Greetings, Riley. You're looking fine. Very natural.
Well, thanks, Digger. How's everything with you? How's business?
Oh, business is quiet. Very little turnover lately. Tell me, Riley, how do you and your dear spouse like living here? Underground.
Oh, it could be better, but it ain't exactly underground. It's only 6 feet.
I wouldn't go any deeper if I were you. By the way, dear chum, I'm on my way to Madison Square Garden to see the prize fight. Killer McCann versus Slugger Johnson.
Oh, well, I didn't know you cared about the fight.
Oh, yes. My favorite pastime is boxing. Ah, the smoke-filled arena, the gallant gladiators, the roar of the crowd. I adore boxing. It's okay.
Yeah, it's a great sport. I'm crazy about it, too.
Then why not come along with me? I have 2 ringside tickets. I got them from a customer who has no further use for them.
Gee, I'd like to go, Digger, but I got to stay home tonight.
Too bad, Riley. You should go out more often. You're too young to bury yourself. So call me up sometime.
Oh, thanks, Digger.
Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie.
He's a great guy, Digger. I wonder why he ain't more popular.
Listen, dear. You know, you're entitled to go out sometime. Go to the fight.
Oh, no, not me, Dumplin'. Time enough when I can take my son with me, too. But wait till them guys see me at the ringside with my baby. They'll wish they'd stayed home more nights.
In the pillow in that chair. You're not sleeping in that.
Oh, sure. Any time now, you might need me to get the taxi quick. We might have to race the stork to the hospital.
Oh, but you need your sleep, Chester. Go on to bed.
No, not me. I'm sitting up here. Maybe I'll close my eyes for a second, but I ain't going to sleep. I got to be ready if you need me. With your left, McGinty, your left. Leave with your...
Chester.
Leave with your...
Chester, wake up. Chester, wake up. Wake up.
Hello, huh? Who's that?
It's me, Chester. Wake up, dear. We better get that taxi.
What? Taxi? What for?
Chester, we have to go to the hospital. Chester, wake up. We have to go to the hospital.
Oh, hospital? What for? I feel all right. Now, go on. Hospital. Peg. Is he for you? Can I...
Don't get excited, dear, but hurry.
Hey, baby. Baby, I want a baby. I'm having a taxi. I mean... taxi, I'm having a baby. Faster, driver. Gotta get to the hospital. Faster.
I'm doing 60, mister.
Faster, faster.
I can't go any faster.
Faster, no time to lose. Faster.
Somebody hurt bad in the hospital?
No, it's my wife. She's having a baby in my yard. My wife, turn around, go back. I forgot to bring my wife.
One more corner, lady. Now, this is the block. Oh, there's the hospital, lady. How you feeling,
oh,
lady?
I'm all right, thanks. I'm fine.
Where are we?
Oh, here's the hospital. Okay, lady. We made it okay. Here, let me help you, lady.
Oh, I'm all right. But would you mind helping me get my husband out of the cab?
No, Peg, don't be nervous. We got here okay.
Yes, dear. Now, just take my arm. That's right.
Peg, we got to be brave, Peg. We got to be brave, Peg.
I got his feet, lady.
Huh? Feet? Yeah, oh, just put him down on the sidewalk. I'll make him walk.
That's right, Chester. Now, dear, just take it easy going up the steps.
Yeah, be brave, Peg. Be brave.
Yes. You're doing fine, dear. One more step now.
Here. What is all this?
Oh, it's okay, officer.
Okay. That fellow looks like he was hit by a car. Both legs broke.
Nah, it's a maternity case. He's the father.
Oh, poor fella. The first six of the hardest.
Now, Peg, you're going to be all right. My legs. Where'd I leave my legs?
Wait, I'll push open the door.
Oh, Mrs. Riley, got your call. We're all ready for you.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. Could I have some smelling salt?
Why, certainly. Here you are. Feeling a little faint?
Oh, no, it's not for me. It's for my husband. Here, dear, sniff this.
Well, Mrs. Riley, how are you feeling?
Sleepy, Doctor.
I have some good news for you. You are the mother of a fine baby, now 6 hours old. A fine baby girl.
A girl? Mm-hmm. Oh, you better not be around when my husband finds out, Doctor. He hates to be double-crossed. my husband, can I see him?
Not until tomorrow, I'm afraid. I gave him a sedative. He's resting now.
Poor Chester.
Now, don't worry. We'll pull him through. I've never lost a father yet.
So that's the story, Harold.
Yep, and every white peg says it's true. I'll vouch on that.
Hey, are we playing Canasta or ain't we?
Of course, after all these years, Riley remembers it a little differently. To hear him tell it now, he practically ran the hospital that night.
And you let him think so?
Oh, of course. Why, he'd be hurt if he thought he'd let me down.
Well, I won't let my wife down.
Oh, of course you won't. Now, you keep your mind on your job, and your wife will take care of hers. So just relax and don't get in the way.
Well, I got it. Ice cold Pabst Blue Ribbon. Here you are, Hal.
Thanks.
Well, come on, folks. Pour yourself some pleasure.
Well, you took long enough, Riley. I told Harold the whole story of the night Babs was born.
Oh, there you go again, Peg, boasting about me.
Mr. Riley, the way you stood by your wife, I tell you, it was a lesson to me.
Yep, I handled everything okay, didn't I, Peg, huh?
Oh, fine, dear.
Yep.
You was a dream, Riley.
Yep. So you see what I mean, Hal? Stay on your job. Don't worry. Keep cool. Believe me, Hal, having a baby is a cinch. Ask any man.
The Rileys will be back in just a moment. But right now, here's a very, very timely message.
What do you have? What do you have? Merry Christmas, dear. And may all your hopes come true for a peaceful, bright new year. What do you have? What do you have? Merry Christmas, dear. Yes, may all your hopes come true for a peaceful, bright new year.
Like the Christmas candle shining its light into a darkened world, may this Christmas of 1950 lighten all our hearts with hope and with faith. Hope in the future of our peace-loving people, and faith in the strength of kindliness, of neighborliness, of goodwill. To all of our good friends throughout the world, the makers of Pabst Blue Ribbon extend, in the deepest and fullest sense, a Merry Christmas.
What do you have? What do you have?
Why don't he phone? I told Hal to call me from the hospital as soon as it happened.
Now, Riley, don't get excited.
Yeah, well, that's him now. Hello. Oh, hello, Hal. Well, how's everything? Oh, that's swell. So what is it? A him or a her? What? Whoa!
Well, what is it, Riley?
It's a them.
Here you are, Riley. Here's a fine, foaming glass of Pabst Blue Ribbon for you. Now, what do you say?
Why, holding this precious goblet in the hand, I rise to say to you, Mr. Wellington, and to our friends from coast to coast, a very Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good life.
Pabst Blue Ribbon invites you to join us again next week to hear The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley. The script is by Alan Lipscott and Reuben Shipp. Music by Lou Kosloff. Mrs. Riley is Paula Winslow. Digger Odell is John Brown. Honey Bee is Maxine Seaman. Grimes is Lou Merrill. Dr. Beamish is Griff Barnett. Taxi Driver is Peter Leeds. And Hal is played by Gil Stratton, Jr. The Life of Riley is produced by Irving Brecker. Life of Riley is brought to you by the Pabst Brewing Company of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and sent your way with the best wishes of Pabst Blue Ribbon dealers from coast to coast. See you next week. Jimmy Wallington speaking.
Here, Dangerous Assignment and the Man Called X, tomorrow on NBC.